Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
My father has a buddy, and they had worked together years ago at Xerox, and he came to visit my parents probably 15 years ago. I happened to be in town. Good to see this guy. This is the guy that owned Pokey the Mule that,
okay,
to this day.
The donkey.
My heart, donkey. Love that donkey, brother. Can't explain it. Anyway, and he has a dog named Star, and Star's the smartest dog I've ever seen in my life. If you said, hey, Star, what's going on with the stock market? I swear to God, this dog would have broken it down for you. Anyway, he was visiting my parents in New Mexico. He had to board his donkey and his horse. And then he's going up to Wyoming and Montana, where he leads these weeks-long hunting excursions, you know, with guys that want to go deep country hunting. It's a brother. This dude's like an 80-year-old man at the time, and it's a brother. So he's telling me what he does. And, like, I've known this guy my whole life, but it's still, when I knew him as a kid, he's working at Xerox, suit and tie and that kind of thing. I did not realize what his interests were until I'm an adult and I see him there. And he's like, yeah, I'm only here for a couple of days and got to go to Montana. I'm like, why? He's like, to lead the hunting expedition. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? He's like, this is what I do in retirement. So there's like a season that I do this. I said, wait a minute, what? You said Montana and Wyoming. He goes, yes, I take my horse. There's no vehicles, nothing, man. We're living off the land. We do this thing. I'm like, a brother's doing this. Get the F out of here.
Well, Ted, when you're not wrong, though, because fishing is everybody.
Fishing is everybody.
But for some reason, when I think about hunting, I just think about
a horse with the gun.
You're right. I just think about white dudes.
Everybody does.
But when you go, and you really see who's fishing, when you go to different places, it seems to me like the Hispanic population in a lot of areas fish a lot more than any other.
I don't know. The black population on the East Coast, man, it is massive.
Well, Ted, when you tell someone, a black person from D.C. that you're from PG, do you ever get that you're from PG?
Yeah, but it's like respectful.
Oh, it's a plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I got to almost.
Are they shocked?
Yeah. Not, I was telling Mike, not as much anymore.
Sure.
But for sure, back in the day. And it was, like, I would say it all the time. Like, man, I got PG County inside the Beltway. People are like, what?
Inside,
but if you're from there, you know, now granted, like I was telling Mike, like College Park was fine.
Sure.
Right. But obviously next door could be a little rough or whatever. But yeah, I think I got more crap from white people, though, who like, because I used to have a different accent. Didn't like the way I talked, didn't like the way I dressed, or didn't like the music I listened to. As
I've
opposed
been there,
to
brother.
Black
right.
people,
yep.
right?
Yep. Right.
That
I've
were
been
like,
there.
Oh, that's where you grew up. This explains a lot. It,
right. Same thing.
I mean, we have a mutual friend, right? Like our buddy that grew up, it lives out here. He's from PG County. We were having drinks one night, and I won't say what I brought up, and he was like, I have never heard a white person mention that name. Like, I can't believe you know that. Like, where did you learn that? And I was like,
it's where you live.
Right?
Like, what was the name? Do you remember?
It's a terrible thing.
Okay.
But,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay. All
but right. you have to, it goes into like stuff that still goes on today.
Yeah. There are bad stereotypes, though. So my parents, when they retired, they moved around to 1,000 different places, all right? But one of the places they settled 2 years, 2, 3 years, whatever, was Austin, Texas, right? And Austin's got what's going on there. Everyone's very familiar with the vibe of Austin. And my mother called me to say, hey, we're moving. They may have moved from there up to Seattle. I don't remember. But she said, yeah, we're leaving Austin. I said, I thought you guys loved it there. She said, oh, we do, but we also like to travel. And as soon as people see our driver's license and think we're from Texas, they think we're stupid. I said, oh, come on. She's like, I swear to God that she did not know that the stereotype of Texas is that you're an idiot if you're from Texas. You might be strong.
So is that in the surrounding area of Texas, or is that just...
The surrounding area known as Planet Earth.
Okay, all right.
She's
okay.
Like, even if we went international somewhere, right? Obviously, everyone's familiar with the U.S. You can say you're from Florida. People are like, oh, Tropic Sunshine. They think it's all Miami, blah, blah, blah. But she said Texas, just the look people gave you, it's almost like they slowed down talking to help you out. She goes, that's embarrassing, man. People just assume you're an idiot.
Well, same with West Virginia.
You're not wrong.
I mean, trust me. West Virginia education. I heard that a lot. I trust me. And I mess up a lot of words. There's a lot of things that I'm not bright on at all.
Sure.
And it plays right into it. Like, Jesus, man, West Virginia public education. Huh? I'm like,
Baltimore City public education doesn't exactly get a glowing endorsement, and it shouldn't. But it's like people are surprised you survived. But you can speak. I'm like, right, that's not a prerequisite to graduate from Baltimore City. They don't care. Basically, you age out of it, and they give you a diploma.
Jesus.
Hey, man, you're 20 years old now. Here's a diploma. Get out of here.
Wasn't it like a 12% graduation rate out of that area?
Yeah. There was one school. Oh, man. I think it was a high school in Baltimore. It's like 2 or 3 years ago. And like 2% of the freshman class made it to their senior year. And think about that.
Like the valedictorian had like a C average.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, like, that's where I went to school, and it sucks because I don't think I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot in a lot of ways. Educationally and academically, I am not. But understandably, when you say Baltimore City Schools, it's like, oh, it's kind of like the education system in a prison.
Okay. Right?
It's a matter of surviving it. There's no educational
value. I would also say there's just stereotypes of, like, the sexes, right? Mm-hmm. So it's always like guys are just, you know, big grown-up children.
Children, sure.
It's like, nah, we're not. But I can guarantee you, all four of us, when the Blue Angels are zipping around, like, oh, man. It's like, cool, check.
Yeah.
Or what happened when you handed us Nerf guns Monday?
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to shoot the living piss out of people.
Look at that truck rolling by on I-5. Mike and I get excited every time we see a Black Hawk land over at the hospital.
Yeah. I know.
I get excited every time I see a model train set.
Wow.
I stop.
Maybe don't admit that one.
No,
man.
I'm serious.
We were tracking well.
I'm sorry.
I like do. Model trains.
I'm like, I'm one of these guys, like, oh, dude, look at that. It's a little town.
Wow.
Digging a bridge over there. This is amazing. I mean, I stop. Like, and I mean,
why don't you become model train guy?
Well, I can't stop looking at them. Like, I just...
You should build one in your house.
You should get a model train.
I'm fascinated by
that. But here's the problem.
Make it bring you a beer.
You don't get a model train set because if you were still married, I'd say get the model train set because wives just accept the stupid things their husbands do and vice versa. If you're to bring a chick to your house...
Yes.
Right? You're about to get lucky. And she sees a model train set and she asks you something like, do you live alone? If you say yes, you ain't getting laid that night.
What if the train brings by a condom?
Oh, damn,
dude!
A buddy of mine that I used to work with in Annapolis at WRNR. He lived in Columbia, Maryland. Right? He was an older gentleman. He was a lifelong postman. Okay. So I go over to his house. We're gonna drink beer, smoke weed. He's gonna play some music. We're just gonna hang out. Right? So he's like,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Do you want to see my model train set? And I'm like, I'm like, absolutely I do.
Hell yeah.
Because I'll be right back. He goes upstairs. I'm thinking, I don't know what he's doing upstairs. He comes back down. He's got overalls on.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. And he's got a hat. And he's like, let's go down to the basement. And I'm like, wow. All right. This is going to be awesome.
Do you have a pair of overalls for me?
Oh, my God. I mean, this thing was an entire room that he created. He could make it turn to night. The lights would come on in the buildings. You want to run the train at night? He had a thunder-sounding machine, like, and lights would flash.
I'm sorry, man. At the top of it, you said this was cool.
Yes. Yes.
Everything about this lights is my nightmare.
I was like, oh, my God, we're in a thunder shower. This is incredible.
Did he put the hat on?
He had the whole deal.
Did you get an overall set?
No. I was a guest.
Did you want one?
I was a guest.
If he had offered it to you, would you have put one on?
I was like, look at this little kid. He's got a lunchbox. He's going to school. It's a school bus coming to pick him up. This is amazing.
One of my babysitters, her husband had one in a separate room in the basement.
That's what he had.
We were not allowed in there. And then around Christmas every year, he'd be like, all right, come on, kids. I'll show you the trade.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.